Small mill owners, tribal representatives, conservationists, city officials, and members of the general public came together Monday to discuss Wrangell's future in timber. In June, Wrangell held a small mill timber summit where the idea developed to create a forest products task force for the region. And Monday was the group's first meeting to establish the direction the community would like to see timber go in Wrangell.
For our first meeting, we had a good representation, good questions, and a good discussion that has really helped us focus, I think, what the first couple of steps of a group like this needs to be.
That's Jeremy Maxand. Maxand works as a community organizer for Southeast Alaska's Conservation Council, and he facilitated Monday's meeting. At the meeting, the group covered a number of topics, from the overall purpose of the task force to timber supply to the first step in approaching timber demands. And for those attending who work in timber, the first step was obvious.
We all know there's a need for timber. It's the value added that we want to, Mike Allen and I want to add to the timber products.
That's Jim Collier, owner of DJ Enterprises Sawmill. He says with two operating mills on the island, the first issue that needs to be addressed is the ability to make value-added products. Currently, Collier has to air dry his timber products, and he says with the purchase of a kiln, he would expedite his drying process and increase productivity and product availability.
Anybody can saw up a 2x4 and make lumber, but not anybody can make something with it. And if you don't put a value-added product in there, then you're just working with green material, and you're not going to have high-end results.
Maxand agrees a community kiln is a logical start and says the next step would be to find state or federal funding for the project. But he says there is still a great deal of planning ahead before the task force can begin taking action.
What does a timber industry or a forest products industry look like that is sustainable over that 30-year period of time? What does that industry look like? What is the capacity? What kind of products could we put out? How could we get the most jobs and the most wealth out of what is a limited resource? And so really the key is coming to a consensus as a community, what we think that looks like, and then supporting it.
Maxand says this was just the first of many meetings and says the next step is to pull different user groups together to create a community forest plan. For KSDK, I'm Charlotte Duran.